Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Well, hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Hey, once again, I want to welcome you today. Be sure to check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. There are some blogs, although I post very rarely now, as well as, you know, obviously I'm doing more of the podcast today. But there's also events coming up. There's going to be some events coming up here in 2017. So if you're looking to be face-to-face more than anything, definitely I've got a few live events I'm doing for the year, and that's it. So lots of ways we can help you, even home study courses that are online there too. Today, I want to talk about whether or not is now the time to refinance your home. So many people lately I've been running into, especially if they've, in different situations, sometimes they're business owners, a lot of times they're different investors. They know it's an option, but they're not sure. And especially with the interest rates going up lately, that's one thing that's becoming, obviously it becomes more of an urgent issue. We've been so spoiled with low interest rates for so many years, especially when people kept saying, hey, they're going to go up, they're going to go up, but then they never did. And now we're starting to see them creep back up again. And so now it's actually becoming a more serious consideration. It's not just rumor. We're actually seeing it happen. And so, getting a 4% loan on a mortgage or getting lower than a 4% loan is not as easy as it used to be. And so, so people are starting to ask me more lately saying, hey, should I refinance my mortgage? And is that bad? Is that wrong? Is that creating more debt? You know, all that kind of stuff. So let's talk about the basic premise of refinancing a mortgage. You know, first and foremost, just to refinance, a simple refinance, you know, there's that option, right? Sometimes it can get you a lower interest rate. Great. That's awesome, right? If it can actually lower your payment, even better. Now, what if it raises your interest rate a little bit, but it still lowers your payment? Is that a good thing? In my opinion, usually, yes. Unless you're going to be moving in the next, 6 months or a year or something like that, it may not be worth refinancing. But if you're planning to stay in the home for at least a few years, right, that's probably a good thing to look at. And in fact, even if you're not looking to stay in the home, but maybe you're looking to keep the home because maybe you're wanting to rent it out or something, then refinancing now might be a great option. And so a lot of times people will say, well, what about the interest rate? What if it goes up? Listen, the interest rate is not that big of a deal. You know, there's so many ways you can outperform the interest rate with the money that you have. The biggest thing is really is like, what is it doing to your cash flow? And here's the thing. Like sometimes people will say, hey, should I do a 15-year mortgage or a 20-year mortgage instead of a 30? You know, in my opinion, the answer is almost always, not always, but almost always, no. Because once you start to do that, your payments increase, you've lost options, you've lost choices, you've restricted your cash flow. Even if you can afford it, I wouldn't necessarily recommend it. Now, here's what I would recommend. If you're going to pay off your house early, you want to try to pay it off early and that kind of thing, instead of actually trying to do a 10, 15, 20-year mortgage, instead, save that money in your cash savings. And there's lots of great vehicles you can save it to even outperform the interest rate of the mortgage. But definitely, if you're going to do anything, instead of putting that equity into your house where it's now in the bank's control, not your own, because you can't just get it whenever you feel like, you have to apply to get it, then instead of putting that extra payment there, instead put it into your savings. Have control of that money. That's one huge thing I learned during the Great Recession. I put so much extra money into that house only to watch the equity disappear as the recession started hitting. And I could tell you, like, I would have had a much different situation. Maybe I wouldn't have had, all the same experiences and the things I've been able to teach you because of it, because I had to get really creative with cash flow during those times. But I'll tell you, like, it would have been a much nicer, easier transition. Would have been less painful from that side. So my definitely my advice to you is definitely do not pay any extra to a mortgage. Do not try to refinance to a 10, 15, 20 year. That's typically almost always the wrong course of action. The better thing is to do is pay the difference. Whatever you would have paid for that 10 or 15 year mortgage, pay that difference to yourself. And then now you're still building equity, just now you're not building equity inside the home. And that's the other thing I want to bring up too, is that sometimes people say, well, what if I refinance to pay off debt? Is that a bad thing? I had that situation with a client recently where they said, hey, we're not really sure about trying to go into more debt just to pay off our debt. Here's the thing. If you pull out equity, see, equity in a house is part of your, that house itself is the asset, right? Now, I'm not going with Robert Kiyosaki where he says homes are never assets. I'm not going off that. I'm going off of basically on paper, right? The house is an asset. So say that the house is worth $300,000. You owe $200,000. Well, the asset is $300,000. The liability, not the debt, the liability is $200,000. Because that there's that mortgage on it. So when you look at how much equity you have $100,000 of equity. The one thing you do not have, and you've heard me say this on previous episodes potentially, if you've listened back far enough, is the one thing you do not have is debt. You are not in debt as long as your assets are greater than your liabilities. So the things that you own are greater than the things that you owe, to put in an overly simplified definition, right? So, you know, for example, I mean, if you've got a house, again, like I said, $300,000, you owe $200,000 on it, you have $100,000 equity. Equity and debt can never coexist. Equity is negative debt. So when you don't have debt, is equity. Now, when you have negative equity, that is debt. So what if you had a house that depreciated down to $200,000, but you owe $300,000? You now have $100,000 of debt, not $300,000 like the whole mortgage, $100,000. And so people get kind of confused sometimes because they'll say, well, wait, I'm now taking equity out of my house to then pay off these loans. Well, I'm just buying more debt. No, you're not. You're just transferring debt. You're just moving from one place to the other. You're not going any more in debt nor any less. Now, granted, if you do refinance, you might have to pay some extra closing costs and fees. However, does it make the cash flow situation worth it? You know, I had a client just recently where that was their concern. They actually just did a home equity line of credit. So it only cost them like $200 from their bank. That's all they charged them for the home equity line of credit. But they were able to get out like $14,000. That was able to help free up a few hundred dollars net. And that's the thing is that, now remember, there is a payment associated with any loan that you get. So you have to account for that. But a lot of times when you get a mortgage loan, depending on how you do it, most of the time for every $200 you borrow, it's only $1 a month. Versus a credit card, usually about every $35 to $55 you borrow, it's $1 a month. So what does that mean? It means it's at least 5 to 7 times more productive to use a home equity line of credit to pay off your loans than otherwise. And so, or even do a cash out refinance, and you can do it as a first mortgage. There's lots of options there. Just depending on your situation, you know, there's different ways you can strategize it and make it work. But I'll tell you, I've had a lot of people lately ask me, they're saying, hey, I'm actually thinking about already doing this. Or some of the times they're already in the process doing the mortgage, the refinance. Now, if it's pay off debt, you know, sometimes that's an easier thing to do and it can be great. Other times it could be to invest. Now, if it's coming to investing, this is what a lot of people have been asking me lately. Some have already jumped the gun and done it. And I'm like, okay, cool. Oh, we better make sure that you don't jump the gun again, because many people, when they get that extra money, they don't have a plan for it, like a specific plan of what they're going to do with that money. That's when they get duped. Most often. That's when they get desperate. They're like, ooh, well, now I'm having to pay on this loan. What am I going to do with this money? And so they go in and they try to invest in something that's not wise, something that maybe is more of a gamble. And so I usually try to encourage people to slow down a little bit. And oftentimes I even say, hey, before we do a refinance, maybe we actually work together first and then try to strategize it. Every once in a while, I get people where it actually just makes sense. And it's like, cool, go ahead and go for the refinance, make it happen. And then we can do stuff with it. And here's the thing that's cool is that, you know, I have a few clients right now where they are doing that. They are looking to refinance because that's the biggest source of equity that they have. Sometimes it's like, you know, $50,000 to $100,000. The great thing is if you got $50,000, I mean, that's easily, you know, 2 real estate properties you could purchase. So I have somebody where they're using equity from their IRA, right, rather than their house. Same thing, right? The only difference is obviously the IRA, you know, you're taken from one place where you could be making money and moving to another place to make more. Same thing with the equity of a home. You take it from a place where you know, you obviously you're taking it from the home where now there's a payment, so that offsets that a little bit, but now you can make more. Again, it's about leverage and how do you create more. So I have one person that's trying to use an IRA right now for $50,000. And I said, hey, that's right there. That's two properties easily you can purchase. You could put a down payment on two properties and cash flow in the ballpark around maybe $800, $750 to $800 or so dollars a month, just depending on the situation. You know, some other people I've had them like get equity like $100,000. Like, now what? I'm like, you could probably buy about four properties with that, you know? And that's pretty darn cool too. You know, three or four properties with that, you could well over cash flow over $1,000 a month. Now someone would say, well, what does that really mean? Well, that means a lot, because understand this. If you get $100,000 out of your mortgage, typically the payment is going to be about $500 a month, maybe a little less, but right about $500 a month. Your hope is that whatever you do with that money is going to make you more than $500 a month. This is where people are like, oh, is that bad? Well, it depends. How are you using it? Is it creating more cash flow than it's costing you? If it is, great. If not, if it's actually putting you in the hole more, or you're consuming it, you know, and you're trying to use it just to spend money, that's not a good thing. That's actually putting you in a more risky, more bondage type of situation, right? You're restricting yourself more. But, you know, like I said there, like, you know, I had, you know, one client that cashed out used $84,000 to buy three properties. That cash flowed him $1,200 a month. So even in that scenario, even if he didn't use the full $100,000, still that was able to net him over $700 a month for free. That's the cool thing, is that that's money you make. Not to count that there's tax advantages, so he's getting tax breaks because he worked a W-2 job. That doesn't include the fact that he was actually building any kind of equity, because as he, you know, as every mortgage payment's paid, see that 700 net that he's making is also net of all the you know, property management fees and everything else he was doing with his real estate. And so now he's actually cash flowing plus building equity from, you know, the renters paying down his mortgage for him. And if there's any appreciation, that's even a bigger bonus. And so, in fact, I think the last few years that we've even seen that with some of his properties. So you see, if you understand this, you're like, man, my goodness, like that's leveraging money, essentially, like using no money out of your own pocket, just using resources that were already there to produce more for you. That's incredible. And some of you are in business. Sometimes in your business, that's huge. I remember getting an SBA loan, and that was a $25,000 loan. Now that payment only cost me about $130 a month, just under $130 a month. Now I knew in business, if I can't make $130 a month from $25,000, I shouldn't be in business. See, that to me was a huge no-brainer. That was awesome leverage. That's the type of loan that you don't want to pay off early. That's the type of loan you say, cool, because that money can keep making money if I invest it in my own business wisely. So those who are entrepreneurs, this also applies. So I've had people that they've actually invested things in their business. You know, I had one client where they actually had, you know, actually $25,000 that they had come in their possession. They were a chiropractor. They were able to turn around, use that $25,000 to purchase some equipment that actually increased the income of their office by $1,000 to $2,000 a month, depending on the month. Now, you think about that. I mean, you know, and their payment wasn't like $130, but still it was only a couple $100, but it produced $1,000 to $2,000 a month. That to me is a no-brainer. That is when, you know, using loans and using quote-unquote debt, you know, which is not truly debt, right, as we just explained, using that to create more leverage, and that is where freedom is created. So the question is, should you refinance your home? The question is, it depends on where you're at and what you're planning to do with it. Like I said, sometimes just trying to lower the interest rate or just improve the cash flow might be worth it enough. If you can do both, I've had people cash out money from their mortgage, still lower their payment to the point where they actually got the money out for free or very, very little. Like sometimes I've had people cash out significant amount of money and then it's like, oh, well, your payment went up $200 a month. Well, that's awesome, because now we can increase your cash flow by over $1,000 a month. So that's a no-brainer too. That's huge. And so all these things always depend on the situation. It just depends. And which type of loan you get, how you get it out, and all the terms and everything. I mean, that just depends on your situation, and that's what we strategize. So any case, that is what I want you to take away from today. So looking into this new year, is it time to refinance your mortgage? It depends. But it's better. It's probably better now than later. I will tell you that much. So anyways, if you've got any questions for me, especially specifics on that, email me, chris@moneyripples.com. And in the meantime, you guys have a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.